American One Credit Union President and CEO, Martha Furstineau. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful today, and I hope you are as well.
I am. Thank you.
I'm expecting you guys have been having a really upbeat week this week, celebrating 70 years of American One Credit Union.
I know. Well, you would think we would be, but the celebration has been quite minimal. We have, you know, with everything else going on, and we have so many of us are working remotely, but we did recognize April 21st as our 70th anniversary, and we're very proud of that. That's a long time to be in business in Jackson, Michigan. So, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it was really interesting on the press release earlier this week, reading the kind of the history of American One Credit Union. So that was, you know, getting an update on how that got started and everything. How many of those 70 years have you been a part of the deal there?
Well, I've been with American One for 35 years.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was my first job out of college, and I stayed.
That's a great story.
It's unusual.
There, for sure. Yeah, right? But it worked out for you because now you're number one.
That's right. It did work out for me. I'm very happy.
It sounds like it's worked out for all the employees over there at American One Credit Union. So congratulations on the milestone. But as you said, there's a lot going on, and you guys are in the midst of a lot of it. Just this morning, we had news of the mortgage forbearance program. That can you give us a little more detail on what that entails?
Well, we don't do first mortgages at American One, so I'm not the best person to talk about the forbearance plan. I can tell you what we're doing for our loans, so, uh-huh. And that is that we advance everyone's loan due date 3 months. And so that's the kind of relief that we wanted to give to our members on there. Mostly we do auto lending and uh-huh. credit card lending, and so... So that's in place, and I know that was very much appreciated by our members.
Oh, I'm sure everyone, any relief you can get right now for a lot of people struggling, and I know that was, when it was announced, the appreciation was evident. But
yeah,
you mentioned auto financing, and right now, auto shopping has really been done in kind of a remote online capacity, and it's kind of been moving that direction a little bit anyway, so you guys probably had a little familiarity, but right now, you're probably ramping up auto financing in a remote way too.
Right. Well, you know what? We've been doing remote financing for actually a number of years. Mm-hmm. We have a number of members out of state, and also just for the sheer convenience of not having to come into a branch to close a loan. So we're very familiar with lending remotely, as you say, and now to combine it with buying a vehicle remotely is maybe the challenge and the new experience for people.
Uh-huh.
So just to that point, we had a car sale. You know, we're famous for our car sales in Jackson.
No doubt.
We had one scheduled for the first week of May, which, of course, we can't do in the traditional manner. So we are working on having a virtual car sale with our dealers. And so stay tuned for more information about that. I don't know if we'll still have it the first week of May, but we're working on it. But in the meantime, people can still, you know, purchase vehicles. We can finance them remotely. And we're offering 90 days deferral of that first payment right now when you borrow from American One.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but let's say you remotely purchase a vehicle, you take delivery, you're unhappy with it. What's the recourse there?
Well, it would be the same as it would just be the same as it was before, in that the dealer would obviously back that sale up, and
okay.
So I don't see that being any different.
Great. You guys are involved with the Jackson COVID-19 Action Network, I'm told.
Well, we are supporting their efforts. I'm just really impressed. You know, Jackson is a very collaborative community when the going gets tough. And we are, American One is supporting JCAN, as we call the acronym.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm aware of all the good things that they're doing to support nonprofits to do the work that they need to do. And specifically, I've been very impressed with what the Jackson YMCA is doing and helping feeding families. And I can't identify all the nonprofits,
sure.
And I don't want to leave anyone out. But, you know, families are in dire need, and these kids need to be fed and so on and so forth. So I would encourage anyone or any business, if you can support JCAN right now, those donations are very necessary for our community.
Fantastic. And so we talk about the positive and the donations and all the great collaborative work that people have been doing to help the community get through this. But we got to look at kind of what I think has been the dark side, the ugly side of all of this. And that's the fraudulent activity that I continue to see warnings about and alerts about. And what is American One doing to kind of counteract any potential fraud for their members?
Well, the key is to get the word out that it's happening and to educate people about not falling for these scams. We, you know, it just feels like criminals, fraudsters, they take advantage of these situations. And it's not that they're doing any kind of new kind of fraud, but they're associating it now with the stimulus payments or the Paycheck Protection Program. But we're hearing from members that I think, too, we're just sort of, we're all in a kind of different mindset. Maybe we're not all clicking on all cylinders, so to say, because we're kind of out of our normal environment. But we're hearing from people saying, man, I usually don't fall for things like this, but I don't know why I gave my credit card number over the phone. Or I had a colleague who was, you know, we're doing everything online, so we're purchasing gifts online, and she actually got to the point of sale. She thought she was on a legitimate NFL website. Mm-hmm. And she gets to the point of sale, and all of a sudden she sees the URL, which said something like NFL.top, T-O-P, not com. Mm-hmm. And she'd already paid for it. And, of course, her credit card's with American One, so she was able to shut that down. But so what I'm saying is that even people who would normally not fall for scams are doing so. And so I think, you know, from our perspective, you just got to slow down, and you got to understand that if someone calls you and asks you for your credit card number, first of all, don't give it out. Hang up the phone. And if you think it's legit, you know, call that bank or that credit union or that business. Call them directly and make sure that it's legitimate. The other thing I can tell you is that we received fraudulent fake treasury checks on Saturday at our Canton branch that look like U.S. treasury checks. And so people are already starting to make fake treasury checks that they're trying to pass off as stimulus payments. And I'm very proud of our team for identifying the fraud and catching them in the act. But just know that this stuff is happening right now all the time, and we just have to be really vigilant.
That was a great breakdown of all the stuff to kind of watch out for. I think people are additionally open to it right now because having to do maybe more online than you maybe are comfortable with normally, because you can't go out to the store in person as easily as you might maybe once did. And then also people calling to contact you, you know, maybe unfamiliar numbers that you're answering now that you wouldn't before, because you know, maybe it's the county health department calling to track or notify you of exposure to COVID-19 or something. So, yeah, I think people are out there a little more in unfamiliar territory than they normally would be.
Yeah, I think also people have more time on their hands. So maybe they're on Facebook a lot more. We're hearing about a situation with seniors, the Seniors 2020 support, and this is about high school seniors who are missing their commencements or graduations, and encouraging them to post their picture and where they went to high school. And, you know, you just have to think about the future, about how much personal information do you really want to post, and just take a step back. And we would caution people to be putting that kind of personal information out there. I'm also hearing about these questionnaires on Facebook. Yeah. And what happens is the kinds of questions or the kinds of information that they're asking you to provide turn out to be designed that so that people have answers to some of the security questions that you might be answering on different websites. So just be really cautious and don't put personal information out there.
Yeah, like for instance, when you sign up for something online and you create your password, then they'll give you security questions like, what was your first pet? and you would answer it, and then you'd use that if you have to reset your password as a means to do that securely. But if you're giving that info out, somebody could then pose as you, reset your password, and have access to your accounts.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, just for anybody who's maybe unfamiliar with that, maybe we'll give them a little heads up this morning.
Yeah, right.
Perfect. Well, Martha, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Was there anything you wanted to touch on that I didn't ask you about that you wanted to let us know about American One Credit Union?
Well, I just want to thank my team. You know, we've done a good job, I think, of thanking the healthcare workers, and happy to do that and love all the work that they're doing. But there's a lot of other people that are essential employees, and I want to thank my team for showing up every day and waiting on the members, because that's been a lift for them as well.
Perfect. It's maybe helpful for our listeners too if you can kind of update us on what the access to American One Credit Union is right now, lobbies, online drive-through, stuff like that.
Yeah, so currently we only have drive-through access, and that is from 9 to 1 Monday through Thursday, and then 9 to 7 p.m. on Friday, 9 to 1 on Saturday. But watch for those hours, because I believe that we'll be opening those up come May. We're not taking anyone in the lobby yet. You know, one of the interesting things is that we did not design our branch spaces for physical distancing for the 6 feet. And so we're trying to figure that out. We want to make sure that we have clean, disinfected spaces, and that our employees can be safe. We're also talking about masks, and as you can imagine, masks are a no-no generally in a financial institution.
Right.
and now we're having to consider that and figure that all out. So, but we also have, you know, we have over 50 ATMs that are no surcharge, and that has been really good access for people in the whole community for their cash needs.
Heck, so, yeah, thank you for those no-charge ATMs for sure.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, thanks so much, Martha Fursino, American One Credit Union President and CEO, and congratulations on 70 years.
Thank you.